Amid mourning and high security, there's hope in Pakistan. A ministry launches a program to mentor new gospel workers, and diversity is the strength of ministry in Oaxaca, Mexico. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Pakistan's Christians buried 17 church bombing victims yesterday amid tight security in Lahore. Monday's riots have calmed, but that could change in the blink of an eye because tensions remain high. Sarla Mahar is with Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions.
There are many injured still in the hospital. As the death toll, you know, rises, the anger is going to be rising also, because they feel, as minorities, that the government, of course, has promised, you know, there is a democratic government, but the minorities have always been on target.
The Taliban has declared war on Pakistan's Christians. Some reports indicate more attacks are likely.
They have given some security to the churches, but it's not adequate. So there is a sense of injustice.
Five ministries Christian Aid helps have asked for the same thing.
They're asking for prayer and wisdom and also courage to love, you know, and show the love of Christ in the midst of this kind of challenge.
We have more specifics at missionnews.org. Next, close your eyes and imagine for just a second that you're a Christian living in southern Egypt. Your church was destroyed, and when government approval was given to rebuild it, Muslims stepped in to stop it. This is the reality for Coptic Christians in Egypt. Muslim leaders are requiring them to agree to certain conditions before they'll allow them to rebuild the church. Open Doors USA is asking that you pray for these believers who are facing oppression on a daily basis. You're listening to Mission Network News. So you want to be a gospel worker? Well, starting life in a foreign country can be kind of daunting. But Pioneers has a solution for the gap between the want to and the how to. Launch teams. See, these launch teams act as starting points for missionaries. A team of long-term church planters will mentor new pioneers for up to 2 years. They'll teach them the language and the culture of the country in which they're serving. So you want to take that leap? Get landed with links at our website. Meanwhile, we caught up with Every Child Ministries' Mark Lucky as he was helping to load a 40-foot shipping container destined for Uganda.
We're pretty excited about getting that put up in the Nigovia community. We've got a lot of stuff for our orphan project, school supplies, books, clothing, toys, stuff for the vocational program, medical supplies.
A church in West Michigan is helping to send those supplies to support ECM's AFIO project. AFIO uses village schools to reach entire communities with the love of Jesus.
Bring a container load of school supplies is a nice thing to do and could be helpful in the community, but it really is empty in the long run. It's about bringing the whole gospel of Jesus. We can say, hey, this is good, but we've got something even better for you.
It'll take 2 months for the container to get there, so pray the container arrives safely in Uganda and that the gospel is clearly communicated through this project. And believe it or not, there's a lot of Bible translation going on in Mexico. Half of the country's 300 languages are spoken in Oaxaca State, the home base of Audio Scripture Ministries' Mexico team. ASM's Jim Loker.
We're trying to get the scriptures recorded as quickly as we possibly can. There are still unreached people groups, and there are still people that need to hear God's word.
Translation isn't free, though. ASM needs funding to keep their ministry up and running.
We need the funds to pay for the technicians and for the readers' expenses and their travel and everything else, and for the processing of the audio.
So, ASM is subsidizing their work.
A church will buy 100 audio Bibles for $35 a piece.
You can help ASM build God's kingdom in Mexico at missionnews.org.
It's very cool to see the scriptures actually making an impact as people are engaged with the Word of God.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians who are choosing faith over survival. With your gift to MNN, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.